Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
For this two-hour pleasure cruise. Hopefully everybody had a great 4th of July weekend. We had nothing but rain. Instead of having our barbecue on the 4th, which we couldn't because it did nothing but torrential downpour, we had it on the 5th. Either way, it was fun. It was nice. It was amongst friends. And hey, it was a beautiful day. Fireworks didn't stop, though. Not here in Deer Park. I couldn't sleep. I was up. It was about 2:45 was the last time I finally tried to get some sleep, and the fireworks were still going off. So good for them. Good for them. Unfortunately, we still have 927 days, 4 hours, 55 minutes, and 34 seconds left of this Obama nightmare. Then we got to get to work. But that's all right. We can handle it. We can do it. Look, hey, we created this mess. So we're the only ones who can clean it up. And we got to start cleaning now. We can do a little house cleaning now. Before the election, we can do a little house cleaning now. It starts with your mind. Then it goes to your heart. and then your body will follow. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. And yes, I know, I apologize. I'm terrible when it comes to the chat room. I know I got a button over here. I can push it. I got everything. But I'm terrible when it comes to that. I'm trying. I'm not very successful, but I am trying. Hopefully someday I'll get better at it. But you know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet Earth, well, it's a very, very, very busy news day. And the government has not stopped on trying to take away your rights, your liberties, your freedoms. They're trying to take away you. All they want are these little robots, just people to do what the government tells them to do. They get up in the morning. They turn on their little computer, they get on their, you know, their little website, and the website tells them, okay, King's orders for the day. And this is what you must follow. These are the people that you like over here. These are the people that you despise. Do not get caught talking to these people, otherwise you will be put on this list. And that's what we're going to get at tonight. Trickle-down tyranny. We got proof that it exists. I'm sorry, Mr. O'Reilly, but yes. Nazism not only will make it to the United States, but it is, well, alive and well. So, to combat that, we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Those are makeshift colors. Get into the scuttlebutt of the day here, which is a government overreach. And how tyranny trickles down. Government agency, to the Justice Department, to law enforcement, to the corporate mucky mucks. Down to the citizen, where they get neighbor on neighbor, family member, friend on friend. This is how they do it. They demonize a group, especially the group that deals with, like, truth and logic and following, I don't know, the Constitution. Gee, I know. Isn't that racist, following the Constitution? Isn't it racist? Give me another country where if you follow the country's constitution, you are considered racist. Give me another country. Give me a country. Well, if you live in a racist country, maybe. Like, say, for example, I don't know, maybe Saudi Arabia? There's countries all over the Middle East. So unless you are exactly, you know, you got to be Muslim. And if you're not, well, so much for having that head. We'll take it off your shoulders. How about that? Take it off your back. You won't have to worry about it anymore. Here. We'll make it nice and clean. You won't feel a thing. Whack! But if you say anything about these people, well, then now you are, what do they call it now, an Islamophobe? Everything is a phobe. You don't like anything. Well, you got a phobia. First of all, could you people learn what the hell that frickin' word means, please? Not everything is a phobia, including homophobia. I don't know what that is. You're afraid of them? You're in the same room with them? You got to run out? Well, let me tell you something about phobias. I've got two known phobias. Heights, where I don't have, like, level ground, like high ladders. No. And bugs. I don't do bugs. I see a bug, I got to leave the room. I got to find something that's very long and it's got a very blunt end to it, so I can whack it and kill it. But the son of a bitches I always miss, and they come flying right towards me. Dash out of the room, fall down the frickin' stairs, break my back. That's a phobia. Just because you don't like seeing two men kissing because it's gross doesn't mean that you're afraid of them. It doesn't mean that you want to do them harm. It doesn't mean anything about him. You don't know him personally. And if you do know him personally, well, you either, you know, they got a nice personality or they're an asshole. It's like anybody else. So, I mean, enough with you can't say anything about anybody. It doesn't mean that, this is an endless argument. You can't get through to these people. There's no way to get through to these people. I don't know how. I've been trying my entire frickin' life. That's it. Well, now we have, now this is what I don't understand. I pulled out my Constitution again over the weekend. And I got it in my hands right here, right now. Government hasn't been able to find this one yet. They haven't confiscated it. And they can't have it. You'll have to pry this off my cold, dead hands. But I'm looking through this and I can't find anywhere. When it comes to, you know, the responsibilities of Congress making laws and all that. Which is the first article of the Constitution, by the way. Which is right directly under the preamble, the very first sentence of the Constitution. Which this president has managed to completely destroy, annihilate. There's nothing left of it. I mean, absolutely nothing left of the preamble, the very first sentence. This man, is he a man? Well, we don't know. I mean, he could be one of those, you know, whatever you call them, those transcontinental genders, whatever the hell. You don't know these days, hell. But anyway, speaking of not following the Constitution and can't find anywhere where it says government agencies can pass law. Now, they can put it under the guise that it is a regulation. No. If everybody has to follow it, it's a law. I don't care about your regulation. Regulation is for, like, a certain group, like your company. Like one of your regulations would be, let's say, in the EPA, maybe one of somewhere in your little handbook there, it might say you can't look at porn all day. You can't disguise yourself as a CIA agent going out on secret missions, making law. This man has made law. He's now in prison. And he made up all kinds of climate regulations, which are law. Everybody has to follow it. That's a law. That's what Congress does. Now, why Congress isn't upset? Well, I haven't figured that one out yet. I know Boehner and his little lawsuit, which will do what? You're going to bring that up to the Justice Department. This Justice Department. Justice Department. What Justice Department? Justice Department? No, we don't have a Justice Department. No, we've got a yes man sitting up there who's supposedly in contempt of Congress. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean nowadays. I thought it had some weight behind it, but evidently it doesn't. These hearings sure as hell don't seem to matter a whole hell of a lot. Where's the outcome of these hearings? Well, certainly make for some good sound bites. Oh, yeah. Fill up some good time, sell some advertising. You betcha, Red Rider. It's what makes the world go around. Well, again, I can't find anywhere in this Constitution where government agencies have the power to make law. But yet now we've got first ladies making law. Couldn't find that in here anywhere. Matter of fact, it doesn't say first lady anywhere in this Constitution. I looked it up. I read it twice. Doesn't say it. Nowhere, nowhere. And now the first lady's passing law that all kids must eat her cardboard frickin' lunch. I guess she's got investments in cardboard or something. I don't know. Whatever they're serving the kids, but the kids don't like it. They're throwing it out. They don't eat most of it. And some of the meals, there isn't a meal. It's a nothing. And how are you supposed to, I mean, when they first started this crap, I mean, these kids were going hungry. It's like, this isn't a meal. Well, first of all, the government needs to stay completely the hell out of the way of what schools feed the students. Now, you as a parent, if you don't like what the cafeteria serves, now I can understand that you wouldn't want to serve rancid meat. You wouldn't want to serve, I mean, come on. But regular meals that are, you know, good wholesome meals, you know, when we went to school, we had, you know, we had sloppy joes, but we always had a vegetable. There was always a vegetable. We had a well-balanced meal. Nobody bitched. Nobody complained. It was simple, easy, bada boom, bada bing, done. And now, my God, we can't figure out what to do to serve lunch in a frickin' school. We have first ladies now that have taken the job of, well, you would think would be, I don't know, maybe the school district, have something to do with it. I don't know. But now the first ladies are making policies, making law. Well, now Congress is up in arms, and the students have been up in arms for a long time since they started it, and the parents have been up in arms. But here's what I don't understand. Well, two things on this. One, obviously, no, she has no business making policy, but I mean, you as the parent, if you don't like what they're serving your kid in school, well, then pack them a lunch. You know, you want to stop the program. Well, then stop buying it. Duh. Now, maybe it's a lot cheaper for the parent to, you know, to buy the lunch at school, whatever. I don't know. It might be. These days, you know, it might be. Exactly how much it is for a school lunch, I don't know. When I was a kid, Mom would give us like a pocketful of change, just, you know. I don't know, if it was like 30 cents, 35 cents, whatever the hell it was. I don't know. But we used to pack a lunch. Whatever. But the idea that a government or a government agency of any kind are demanding that all schools serve whatever this particular group wants them to eat. All to make you look good. look at me, I'm saving obesity. I guess I get a Nobel Peace Prize too. First of all, enough with the obesity. I don't care. It's up to you. It's up to the parent. If you want to be obese, that's your business. If you got fat kids, you want to keep them fat, that's your business. It's your child. If you don't want your child fat and you don't want them eating certain things, then don't feed it to them. But don't take it away from others that do want it. If you don't want it, don't do it. Don't get it. Don't buy it. Leave it alone. Maybe we should go after tofu. People who eat tofu are racists. Maybe we should do that. Maybe tofu is racist. Let's do that. Let's form everybody together. And anybody who eats tofu is a racist. I mean, I know it's absurd. I'm not saying I really want anybody to do it. But what I'm saying is, what are they doing here? Well, they don't like the looks. It's all aesthetics with these people. They don't like the looks of fat people. So if you're fat, oh, you're ugly. Oh, you don't look right. I guess maybe they're the top of the list for too many people on planet Earth. I guess would fat people be on the first ones on the list to have to go? We got to do something with all these people. I mean, we can only abort so many of them. There's only so many wars to go around. There's only so many Obamacare health care plans that they can give you. There's only so many veterans to put on secret lists. Which, why there aren't people at least indicted by now, I don't know. I can't figure this out. I can't for the life of me figure out why nobody was indicted with Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, the stimulus package, God knows how many of those he's had. But now with this open checkbook and his magic pen, hell. I'd like to know why there hasn't been anybody been brought up on charges. These are crimes. Giving the Mexican drug cartels that are right there next to us, right across the frickin' river. You can swim across it. They're right there. In a lot of cases, they're right inside the United States. But we're going to give these people Mexican drug cartels who really have no trouble in getting guns in the first place. And we know that by all the people that they shoot. So why would we give these people a bunch of guns? We got to do something about our gun control. The government doesn't have the control enough yet. Now, I do know there's a lot of talk and speculation of this Sandy Hook. And I heard about this a long time ago, and then I seen some stuff, and then I seen some more stuff. I'm not ready to say it's a government perpetrated hoax, but I am saying there's a lot of questions that I would like answered. A lot of stuff doesn't seem to add up, and a lot of stuff doesn't make sense. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of, I've seen some stuff, man. I did some homework. And nevertheless, this is all about gaining gun control in any means necessary. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get there. Well, that is applicable to some things. Like saying two actors are doing the same part. Well, each actor is going to have a different approach to the role than each other. Everybody's got their own approach. That's fine. That's one thing. Now I get off track and I get going, blasting off into Deep Space Nine. Let's get back to this stupid nutrition group, the EAG News. In Washington, the federal government's attempt to force public school students to eat healthier. Who says it's healthier? They do? Who's they? Well, it's the School Nutrition Association. The School Nutrition Association. Another government agency. These are the people that are now deciding of what your child shall eat and how much your child shall eat. Instead of maybe the parent, why can't the parent decide what the kid eats? Why can't the school just serve the stupid lunches? Serve your sloppy joes and your cheese zombies and your, you know, your wiener wraps and your pizzas and your hamburgers and your regular lunch stuff. You know, we had salad, we had vegetables, we had bread. We had all kinds of stuff, but you're a kid. You need calories, man. I mean, you get done eating lunch, they expect you to go run around at recess. Well, see, they don't want you, you know, they don't want you energized. They want you comatose, so you sit in class and just absorb all of the teacher's programming. They don't want you to learn. They just want you to be programmed. They don't want to teach. Just get over here. Let me just program the information. There you are. Okay, you're all programmed, Johnny. All right, little Susie, you're next. It don't work that way. People aren't computers. But I'd like to know why a school nutrition association has the authority to pass laws of when it comes to food. Now, again, I understand you don't want to serve rancid meats. You don't want to serve. Come on. You want to lower the calories of certain things? Okay, I understand. Nothing wrong in that. I understand. I get it. But you still got to serve food. They're kids. They need to eat. Kids do eat a lot more than adults. When I was a kid, I know you couldn't fill me up. I got hungry chewing. That's how fast I was burning up food, burning up calories. You know, I mean, when you're a teenager and when you're a kid, yeah, it happens. It's just nature. Again, I didn't invent the human being. I just know how the bastards work. And yeah, kids are going to, you know, they're not going to pay attention in class. Yeah. One, the kids are kids and they're going to space out. And two, you might just be boring. And one, yeah, okay, they might be a little hyperactive in class. Okay. Doesn't mean you got to drug them. Maybe teach them. Maybe try to channel that excessive energy into something else. That's how you teach. Teaching isn't programming. Teaching isn't spoon feeding the information. Just here you are, Johnny. Here you are, Susie. There you are. That's it. Class dismissed. Nutrition Association, which has championed the new federal lunch standards, which were very heavily, well, who knows if Michelle Obama actually came up with it, but, you know, she's going to be, she does take a lot of credit for it. She promotes it. Why don't you go have a tea party or something and do what a first lady should do and shut up? You got some stupid little cause. Okay, fine. Whatever. It's a stupid cause. Whatever, fine, okay. If it's for, you know, does some good, it does some good, whatever. Promote it, that's fine. Promote healthier eating, who has a problem with that? No one. But when you cram it down someone's throat, yeah, people have a problem. At least I do anyway. Making people feel bad and guilty because they're fat? Because they eat? They eat meat? Look, we don't like what you people eat. Again, we don't like that racist tofu that you eat. And those discriminating bean sprouts. Yeah. How about that? I mean, this is how arbitrary and baseless this crap is. It's none of your damn business what the kids eat. That's the parents' business. But see, they don't like that. Again, this is all part of Agenda 21. They don't want the family, the parent, educating, or should I say, indoctrinating the child. That is up to the school. The school, these are specially trained indoctrinators. That's what they're trained to do. They are trained to indoctrinate the child from kindergarten all the way through college. That's their job. The parent, no. No, you buy them clothes and, you know, when school's not in, you feed them. Maybe take them to soccer practice. But educating them, no. That's not your role anymore. That's the school's role. That's their job. And don't interfere with the school. You understand? You don't undermine the teachers. You might get a knock on the door from another government agency. Wants to find out how you're doing. What are your feelings? Are you anti-government? Belong to the Tea Party? Well, they've got a hand on all the standards. Fruits, vegetables, salt, fat, sugar. Everything. Doesn't matter what you eat. Breads, doesn't matter. Whatever you eat. These were implemented in 2012. Like the EPA wants to do with all their little regulations. All in the name of the environment. No, it's all in the name of control, power, tyranny. Well, now this same group is now lobbying Congress to dial back the overly prescriptive and expensive changes that Michelle Obama was so proud of. This is her legacy. Healthy eating. Shut up. Again, I can't find anywhere where the government agencies, and now the government agency, the same agency that came up with these frickin' laws, are now going to Congress to dial back. Now, wait a minute. You're the one who came up with this crap. You're a government agency. You don't need Congress. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Congress is listening, and it is considering legislation to delay the nutrition regulations for a year. For a year? Why delay it for a year? If you're going to delay it, get rid of it. What does that mean, delay it for a year? What does that do? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. I don't even get that. I mean, what? I mean, right? Well, you know, it's like these stupid delays for Obamacare. Well, we know why he did those. That was to, you know, keep the voters in check. Is this to keep the voters in check, too? All part of, you know, the upcoming elections? I mean, what the hell is the point? If you're going to delay it, get rid of it. What is a year going to do? And some of these have already gone into effect. I mean, this is why you don't get government involved. One, you're never going to make anybody happy. And two, it's just going to be a disaster. Nothing's going to work from any angle, from any side. It's going to be screwed up from top to bottom, in and out. And there's no reason for the government or first ladies to get involved. You want to do some good and get people to eat healthy? Okay, well, then do one of those stupid, you know, exercise videos. I mean, you know, you could use some exercise there. You know, you got a couple of pounds on your keister there, sweetheart. You could shed a few of those. Why don't you do something like that? Oh, no, everybody didn't. No, if they want something done now, you just pass a piece of legislation, and that's it. You're done. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. Well, it does if you're a Democrat. And if you're connected to the White House and if you're a government agency, if you're a cop, I mean, all you got to do, well, it's in my cop handbook. Yeah, but it's not in the Constitution. Constitution says you can't do that. You can't illegally search my home. You can't just come crashing into my home, breaking up stuff. Can't do that. You need reasonable, logical, probable cause, and you need to have a warrant. Well, no, I'm a cop. We got a cop handbook here. It says in certain situations, immediate danger. There's no immediate danger. There's no threat to society. I'm freaking sleeping. It's 5 o'clock in the damn morning, you jackass. But some of these associations, one-time allies in the school meal campaign, well, they're mystified, if not suspicious, concerning the group's now motivations. Little infighting. SNA, which is the Student Nutritional Association, all these associations, and what do they get? Well, what's the point of it? Again, it should be pretty simple. You serve food that isn't rancid. You do a well-balanced meal. They've been doing it for however long. I mean, what happened? Why were we able to do it in the 1970s and 1980s, but we can't do it now? I don't get it. I don't understand. It doesn't make any freaking sense to me at all. Why all of a sudden now we can't figure out how to serve lunch in our goddamn schools? Unbelievable. Well, these officials point out that many students are throwing away the fruits and the vegetables. They're just tossing it out. They don't want it. Well, look, in school, they were smart enough to know they didn't really serve broccoli and, like, Brussels sprouts and crap like that. Then we had beans. We had green beans. We had carrots. And, you know, I mean, we had the freaking vegetables. You didn't eat it. You didn't eat it. Again, I can't figure out how we were able to do it. And I know they did it in the 50s. I know they did it in the 60s and the 40s and the 30s. They didn't have any trouble at all. parents, why not just, you know, why not just scrap food altogether at the stupid schools and just have everybody bring their own damn stupid lunches and get it over with? I mean, if this is how it's going to turn out, and if the school themselves want to have a cafeteria, it should be up to the school itself to do it themselves if they want to have it. Superintendent of the school district doesn't have anything to do with it. It's an individual school. If they want to have one, they'll have one. And they run it however they want to run it. The parents want to get together and run it? Then let parents get together and run it. They want to make sure their kids eat the right food? Then fine. But we don't need the government doing it. It's not the government's role. It's not your role. And it's certainly not the role of the stupid first lady. It's not your place. I'm sorry. It's not your place. Association contends that the nutritious federal lunch menu is also proving very costly for many school districts that are now forced to purchase more expensive foods to comply with these regulations. Well, of course. See, people got investments with these companies. This is all corporation. You talk, liberals talk about Wall Street. Man, liberals are so embedded in Wall Street and big corporations. Are you kidding me? Big business? Hell. Liberalism is big business. How do you think they stay in business? The SNA reportedly first expressed concerns about the new federal regulations back in 2011. And later met with agricultural department officials. Now they need to get the agricultural department. All these departments got to get together. Conspire. But those meetings went largely ignored. Well, that prompted the SNA leaders to call on Congress. And they have now targeted the group's lobbying efforts at lawmakers in the House and Senate Appropriations Committees, which are considering legislation to waive the nutrition standards for the next school year. Which will do what? Again, why not just get rid of it? And the standards should be pretty simple. No rancid meat. You need your fruits and your vegetables in a well-balanced meal. You're done. This is ridiculous. And here I am. I've been bitching about this for damn near an hour now. Unbelievable. We got work to do today. We don't have time for this crap. SNA saw the appropriations process as the only way of providing our members immediate relief, said Diane Pratt-Hevner. She's a spokeswoman for this SNA. And why do we need this again? Now, First Lady Michelle Obama. Well, that, no. She doesn't like this one damn bit. She's now urging Congress not to delay the new lunch rules. See, now this is the Queen speaking. So now here we have her husband who goes out there and threatens Congress. Get in his way. He threatens the American people not to threaten their leaders to get in his way. And he has done that. You've heard him say it. And now he's got his wife, the Queen. She's now out there threatening Congress. Don't get in my way. Why is it so important for these stupid lunches? Why is obesity so important for you? Well, I mean, not every child is obese. But number one. And number two, a lot of kids in school, they are fat, and then they grow out of it. I was one of those kids. I was fat when I was a kid, and I grew out of it when I reached puberty. My whole body went absolutely haywire. But before that, no, I was fat, man. I wasn't obese. I was healthy. I played sports. I ran. I was chubby. Sometimes it happens. And you grow out of it. And again, just because a kid isn't paying attention doesn't mean he has ADD. It just means he might have something a little bit more important on his mind than listening to your stupid little indoctrination. Just because a kid's a little hyper, which kids will do get that way. I mean, they're children. That's just the way they are. It doesn't mean that they have a problem and now they need to go on drugs. Okay, they're having a bad day. It doesn't mean that they're suffering from chronic depression. They need to go on Prozac. I mean, my God. And even if a kid is obese, okay, that is between the parent, the child, and their doctor. Not the government, not the first lady, not the school district, not the cops, not your neighbors, but you. If you're the parent, you, your child, and your doctor. That's it. Or anybody that you want to allow in the little circle there. Maybe a nutritionist, you might want to find somebody, whatever. But it's certainly not up to the school. It's not up to the government. It's certainly not up to a stupid first lady. And who the hell do these Obamas think the hell they are? I mean, the husband, the king, he's got his magic pen out there. He's dancing around Congress left and right, signing laws, making laws. She's out there threatening Congress. She's out there making laws. I mean, my God. I mean, and Boehner wants to have a lawsuit. A lawsuit. Which will do what, Mr. Boehner? Huh? What is it going to do? Well, maybe ceremonial, but... You know, it shows my constituents and it shows American people that the Republican Party is going to fight for them. Really? Maybe if you had really fought for us, maybe if you had really been fighting for us, maybe we wouldn't be in the message we're in. But see, we have to boil it down to us for not making sure that you were fighting for us. Well, now we're waking up. So a lot of you are going to have to get fired. Now, I do know Boehner and McConnell and the rest, they've cheated their way through their little primary process. But they still can lose the election. And we won't have to give it up to a Democrat if we do a write-in candidate. Ohio, you've got somebody in Ohio. You've got somebody in Ohio that will be willing to run as a write-in candidate against John Boehner. A real candidate. I'm sure there is somebody. You can do it. And you can win. And it's got to be done. Because, Mr. Boehner, you got to go. No more lawsuits. No more hearings. No more statements. We want action. Well, an increasing number of local school districts are now opting out of this federal lunch program, saying, I'm getting the hell out of here. This sucks. They're losing too much money. The food sucks. Too many restrictions. And the kids hate it. Regardless, proponents of the new lunch standards are lobbying wild accusations now at these leaders, claiming that the association is simply pandering to food companies that help sponsor its work. Now, didn't I say earlier at the beginning of this article that that's what these people were doing? Well, now they're coming out blaming them for doing what they're doing. That's why they want to keep these programs, so their friends can make money. But that's all this is about. That's all liberalism is about. You can call it crony capitalism. You can call it whatever the hell you want to call it. It's corruption. Any way you slice it, dice it, or roll it up and smoke it, it's corruption, period. So is there corruption in the NS or the SNA, whatever? I'm pretty sure. But there's also corruption for those who are trying to keep these standards. They're the ones who's doing the real corruption, because without them, we wouldn't have this stupid mandate and regulation, whatever law. Well, you have to call it a law if everyone has to follow it. But now everyone's opting out of it. Have you ever noticed that everything Obama's, they come up with, everybody starts opting out of it? They're all gung-ho for it, and then they find out this is what liberalism is all about, man. Liberalism is great until it, you know, it affects you, and then, whoa, no, I'm a liberal. That's not supposed to affect me. It's supposed to affect them. Not I. Well, no. Well, that's what happens. Everybody's trying to opt out of Obamacare, the unions, this and that. Well, that ain't going to last very long. Eventually, everyone's going to have to get in. Then you're going to have a real big mess. And you're really going to have people very upset. And we warned you, but no one wants to listen. No. That's racist. Don't criticize the king. They sold their souls to the devil, said Stanley Garnett, who resigned from the SNA in protest of the group's change of heart. Aw. Well, Garnett alleges that the SNA is thinking more about revenue received from corporate sponsorship fees than about the students in the nation's classrooms. Well, wait a minute. If you really cared about the students in the nation's classrooms, you wouldn't be forcing this. Well, you can't call it lunch. Because what is of it sucks, and the kids don't want to eat it. So who the hell are you to point your finger? And again, this is what happens, man. This is what happens when you have government interfere with people's lives. You get infighting, backstabbing, corruption, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No one is happy, ever. That's why you need to let everybody make up their own damn decisions and everyone wins. It's up to the parent to decide what their kids eat. If the parent doesn't mind the cafeteria food, then it's not up to the first lady to tell that parent, well, you're making the wrong decision. No. It's my child. If I want him or her to eat the school lunch, cheese zombies, sloppy joes, or whatever they're serving, that's my business, my job. That's my role. That's my place, not yours. Speaking of more regulations, now they're out there, they're getting them gold miners again. See, the government should be promoting prosperity, almost demanding it from their citizens. That is what the government, I mean, really should be doing. Again, I know, first sentence of the Constitution, promote the general welfare. Well, prosperity is has a little something to do with the general welfare, but I mean, I'm just saying. They don't want people rich. If people are rich, they don't have any power. Well, yeah, that's the point. That's why the Constitution was written. Well, a group of miners began illegally dredging for gold this week in the Idaho's Salmon River. Matter of fact, I think I've been there. Where these guys were panning? Probably not, but I know I've been across the Salmon River. Well, they're illegally. Ooh, it's illegal. Can't dredge. Can't look for gold. Can't touch the land. That's for the animals. Illegally dredging for gold this week in Idaho's Salmon River to challenge what they call federal government overreach. Well, they're protesting the regulations by the EPA. Again, another government agency is out there making regulations, is making law. When you make a regulation that everybody has to follow, that's not a regulation, that's a law. You don't have the right to make law. You don't even get the right to make regulations. You make recommendations. If Congress wants to adopt them, the state then should have the right to say yay or nay. It's their state. We need much more sovereignty. That's what keeps everything in check, man. States need a little bit more power, and they should have the right to say, no, we're not doing this. I don't care if it's federal this, federal that. I mean, there's only so much federal regulations that a state can handle. And with the EPA, that's a government agency. You're not part of the, well, you're not part of the construction of the government. You see what I mean? You're not part of any of the branches of government. For the branches of government, but you are not a part of it. You don't get to make regulations. You don't get to make law. You don't get to make rules. You make recommendations. If Congress wants to adopt it, okay, fine. Then again, it's got to be up to the state to decide, no, this is ridiculous. And we're not going to do it. They are protesting regulations by the EPA that forbid suction dredging and other mining in the river in order to protect of endangered fish. Man, I've never heard of more damn endangered fish, turtles. And now we got a story, if I could ever shut up long enough to get into it. We got about a mouse. We heard about that last week. A mouse. What was it, the prairie humper or... The prairie jumper, what the hell was the name of that? Oh, the meadow jumping mouse. That's what it is. I can never remember that. The meadow jumper. For crying out loud. This is the United States of America, not the United State of America. That was one of the miners. The feds can't come in here like stormtroopers and start running our lands and rivers. Yeah, they can. You see, well, they're the government. But we now have a king. And we don't have a Congress. And we don't have a law enforcement that will help protect us. So we've got to form our own militias, which is constitutionally correct. We can do that. And that is why the Second Amendment is in the Constitution, but that's a whole another can of worms. Well, this is said by the organizer, John Crossman. He's a head of the Southwest Idaho Mining Association in Boise. The EPA last year ruled that suction dredgers need permits to operate in the state. You need a permit. What? Why would you need a permit? Just to make money. Well, we want to make sure you're doing it safely. No, you want to make money, and you want to screw with people. You want to harass them. You want to limit their production. That's what you're doing. There's nothing more. Permit regulations forbid suction dredges in streams with threatened or endangered species such as salmon, steelhead, and bull trout. Well, maybe your dams might have a little something with that. That didn't kill off a lot of the salmon. Can't make it up the ladders, this and that. They don't know where it is. Whatever. But I think we're going a little bit extreme here. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't care about animals. And we shouldn't care whether we destroy the stupid little meadow jumper or the bull trout or the smelt or some stupid turtle. If we're going to do it, we need to do it responsibly. And there is ways that we can work around nature without destroying it. We have to allow the human being to be an animal itself. Now, yeah, beavers do screw up a lot of rivers, and they can change the course of streams and rivers and whatnot. But they got to be allowed to do it. A human being couldn't do it. If you do it as a human being, you'd go to jail. But a beaver can do it. We can work around the stupid smelts and the bull trouts and the turtles. We don't have to stop and block the water supply of farmers in California from irrigating their crops to save some stupid smelt when we can have both. We can get the water out without killing the stupid fish. But see, these environmentalists don't see it that way. They want to punish people. They want to punish people. That's what they're about. They like to punish people. They talk about they don't like to torture. Well, what do they do? What are they doing? They're torturing us. I feel tortured. Can't throw a little water in somebody's face to try to get information. But you can take away their livelihoods, their way of life, their quality of life. You can do that. That's fine. Don't throw any water in their face. That's racist. However, the miners said that they refused to get a permit because they do not recognize the authority of the EPA to regulate the rivers. Good for you. Finally, somebody standing up. I love this stuff, man. I love it when people stand up. About 60 miners came out to a demonstration on Tuesday. For a week-long protest. Culminated into a July 4th rally. Oh, speaking of July 4th rallies, and I don't know if anybody heard about this, but there was a parade in, where the hell was it? Nebraska? I'm thinking Nebraska. I don't know. Anywhere, it's somewhere over there. And one of the floats was a flatbed Ford pickup, and it had an outhouse, and it had a you know, a dummy of Obama in the front, and on the side it said Obama's library, presidential library. And it was an outhouse. Well, now people are going up in arms. Oh, that's racist. Now they're saying it. That's racist. Well, I don't know what outhouses and black people have to do with each other. I don't know how that could be racist. But he is half white. So, I mean, there's that. But, of course, anything that you say, and according to Hank Aaron, you criticize the president, that's racism. Hank, of all people, you should know what real racism is. I'm sorry, Hank, but you broke my heart, man. You broke my heart. I used to have a lot of respect for you. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't have it anymore. You of all people know what real racism is. And to criticize a president, especially one that deserts his post, a commander-in-chief that deserts his post during a battle, during an act of war, and goes upstairs to eat, and then gets on the phone for 2 hours, and then sends his propaganda minister, Valerie Goebbels, down to the Situation Room. President never made it. Never made it to the Situation Room. But Valerie Goebbels did. The dude did. The dude was there. Do they send any troops? They send anybody to go help? No. Nothing. And you're telling me, Hank, that I'm going to criticize a man who deserts his post, who was no less of a deserter than Private Bergdahl. A man that knowingly went out of his way to facilitate, kept his hands clean, but made sure that these weapons transfers went through to the hands of Al-Qaeda. A man that I'm sorry, but you cannot convince me, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, that he did not know what was going on in Fast and Furious, putting weapons in the hands of Mexican drug cartels. You're going to tell me, Hank, that putting weapons in the hands of Mexican drug cartels and Al-Qaeda, that if I criticize that, I'm a racist? Hank, you broke my heart. You of all people know what real racism is. And for you to say that, I don't even know really what to think of it. I honest to God, Hank. But you don't owe me an apology. You don't owe the American people an apology. You owe yourself an apology. You let yourself down, Hank. Look in the mirror and apologize to yourself for making that ridiculous, stupid statement. I'm still pissed at that. I know that was months ago. But, I mean, I looked up at Hank Aaron. I mean, you know, come on. I remember I heard about it. I come running home from school, watching on the news. They were playing it. Yeah. We all knew it was coming. It was only a matter of time. And he did it. I had the poster and everything. It was a great poster, man. I mean, it was a big to-do. I mean, he broke Babe Ruth's record. Actually, I think, you know, breaking that record, I think he actually had a lot to do with, you know, black and white coming a little bit together. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the guys who ran around the bases with him, they were both white. Crossman said people are traveling from all across Idaho and to the West to show their support against government and tyranny. Well, this is what I've been preaching about. This is what's happening. I knew it's only inevitable. this is what happens. Again, you can only push people so far for so long, and eventually people rise up and start pushing back. Well, this is what's happening. This is what tyranny brings. Tyranny brings this. Well, this is an excuse for the government then to attack its people, use its military. God help us if we use our military against our people. We don't need that. But the government wants it so they can wipe them out. Then they can have the control over the people. And that's what they want. Well, we got to fight the fight. No matter what, we got to fight it. We can't say, oh, well, they're bigger than us, they're going to win. No. England was much bigger than the colonists. But did they say, well, England's too big, we don't want to fight the war? Let's send another olive branch? No. They had enough. England attacked their armories. And that was it. Enough is enough. Well, America, enough is enough. How many more crimes does this administration have to commit? How many more violations of this Constitution? How many more rights and liberties and freedoms do you have to have taken away from you? How much worse do you want your quality of life, your way of life, your livelihood, your life? And now we have that Buchanan, which I like Buchanan, but Patrick. Oh, we can't impeach. Yeah, we can. This Congress won't, but yeah, we can. And he's saying, well, the Republicans would look. I'm losing my voice again. The Republicans will look embarrassed if they did it because they did it once with Bill Clinton. Well, look. That was Newt Gingrich. That was ridiculous. If we were going to impeach a president, we could have impeached him on a whole bunch of other things. This is different, however. These are real crimes. Real people died, and real people lied. These are real crimes. IRS is a real crime. Those are crimes. The president may not have been in the office doing the dirty work, but he still knew what was going on, which means he's just as guilty, which means you have high crimes and misdemeanors. This man is guilty on every scandal, and there's a lot of them, and they keep coming. And I think somehow, I think it may not be, it may not have been their point, but they're certainly taking advantage of the situation. Because we all know we can't let a good crisis go to waste. A good crisis, that's a terrible thing to waste. I mean, see, now that to me, that's a sick and twisted approach to a situation, especially a crisis. You don't take advantage of it that way. How can I gain off of somebody else's misery? I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that mindset. That's a bad heart. I don't like that. But that's how a lot of people are these days. This is what tyranny brings. Again, trickle-down tyranny starts at the top and goes all the way down. We don't need it. We need to let people, we need to get back to where people made up their own decisions. Right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent. But it's up to you to decide what your children eat, what you eat. But not your neighbor, not your government, not your boss, and certainly not your stupid first lady. Well, this Mr. Crossman says it's a matter of states' rights. And I agree. Again, states need more, they need more power. And I don't understand why these governors don't start fighting back. What are they afraid of? Are they connected into the loop too? Maybe. This loop. A spokesman for the EPA says that the agency respects the right of citizens to peacefully protest. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But dredging the river violates federal law. Well, wait a minute. I thought you said it was a regulation. Well, it is a regulation by the EPA, which means law, which means unconstitutional. The only one who can make law is the Congress. And the only one who can sign it into law would be the president. And if the president fails to sign that law, well, then it automatically becomes law. So Congress, theoretically, doesn't even need a president. They can make law. But now we've got presidents making law. We've got government agencies making law. Now we've got the first ladies, they're making laws. Well, when can the citizens start making law? Well, we do have our laws. It's the Constitution. When can the citizens start fighting for this? Well, now. And when you get in that voting booth in November, you need to make damn sure you're voting for the right person. And if none of them are good, don't vote for any of them. You have to have a responsible vote. Don't just vote for somebody just to vote against somebody. I know you have to do that in defense, but I mean, first of all, we got to start putting the right people in. But if you don't like any of them, don't vote for them. I don't vote for people that I don't like. I don't care. I'm not going to vote for somebody if I don't like them. I didn't want to do that with John McCain. I mean, I like John McCain. But president? No. No. And I'm not real happy with John McCain as senator anymore. I mean, I used to be, but the more I pay attention to what he says and does, no. I can't support him anymore. That's not the kind of Republican that I want in the Republican Party. I want the Republicans I want in the Republican Party are the ones that, well, they believe in the Republic, the United States. And what is that? Well, it's the Constitution of the United States. That's what they want. That's what they believe in. And that's what they follow. That's the kind of Republican that I want. I don't want a Republican in there, you know, trying to find a way to get rich. Nothing wrong with getting rich. But you're there to do a job. And if you can get rich on your off time, then knock yourself out, kid. But you got to do the job first. Work and then play. Well, last week, we mentioned it again, earlier tonight, about that New Mexico ranching family that's having their cattle fenced out because of the prairie jumper, the meadow jumping mouse. The endangered prairie jumper. Well, now they've got to build a fence. I guess cows are stepping on them. I don't know. I think the mouse can get out of the way. I think, you know. And if they don't, well, I don't know what to tell them. But I think the mouse is going to get out of the way. Pretty sure they can do that. I'm pretty sure cows and prairie jumpers I think they can coexist. Well, before that, it was the turtles. Before the prairie jumpers, it was turtles. Before that, it was smelt. Before that, it was a spotted owl. Before that, it was a this. Before that, it was a that. How about the human? When are we going to start worrying about the human? That's what I'd like to know. When are we going to do that? People. When are we going to start worrying about people? Well, people are, you know. If they're a veteran, just put them on this list over here. Don't worry about it. File it. Right there in your desk drawer. Oh, you're a teenager. You got a bellyache, do you now? Okay, well, now you're a test subject. You are now property of the state. We don't have to tell you what we're doing to you, nor do your parents will ever find out. We have the right to do whatever we want. And that's exactly what they did. Why there has not been an investigation, why there has not been any indictments, the FBI hasn't, you know, done any, why, no one's doing this, they're kidnapping children. Children, kidnapping kids, American citizens, government, kidnapping citizens, children, going in the emergency room. And if you backtalk the doctor and you disagree with them, because you know your medical history better than them. But see, this kid was 7 months out of medical school, Mr. Pelletier. I mean, who the hell are you? I mean, you've only been taking your daughter to every friggin' doctor that you can find in New England. What the hell do you know about your daughter? This kid was just 7 months out of medical school, man. He knows, you don't. And the psychologists, well, they know. They're psychologists. They went to college, Mr. Pelletier. Don't you know? They studied this stuff. They're the expert. No, they're not the expert. Well, the Bundy Ranch now. They can't leave well enough alone. Be made an example of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, you know them, the ones that had to protect that stupid turtle but ended up killing most of them because they overpopulated so quick. But yet you couldn't bring the cows on there because you might kill a turtle. Yeah. Well, the BLM officials say they agree with the Nevada sheriff's position, which that sheriff is a no-load piece of, he's bought. You can tell that sheriff, he was bought. He's paid off. Please, come on. He's paid off. I'm sure Harry Reid and all of his buddies, they got together. He's well paid off. Put in a new pool out back, got a new boat. Yeah, he's doing fine. But the BLM agrees with the sheriff that the rancher Cliven Bundy must be held accountable for his role in the standoff. What do you mean held accountable for his role in the standoff? While supporters came to his aid, if somebody's going to come to your aid, you're not going to say, no, don't help me. I want the government to shoot me. They're already shooting all my cows. They might as well shoot me and my family, too. Well, Clark County Sheriff Doug Gillespie, that's the guy, said that Mr. Bundy crossed the line when he allowed states' rights supporters, he allowed supporters onto your property and help you. That's crossing a line. Imagine that. Accepting help, American citizens, accepting their help. That's crossing the line. Because you went against the government. You went against authority. Yeah. Because your authority is overreaching and undeserving. We're not going to stand for it. But yeah, we're going to rise up and we're going to fight you. Bundy crossed the line when he allowed states' rights supporters, including self-proclaimed militia members, plus those hate groups, probably part of the Tea Party too, they allowed him on his property to aim guns at the police because the police were aiming guns at the Bundys. Snipers. What the hell? What, are you kidding me? You need snipers at this ranch. You need snipers up there in the hills. Guns trained on them. Wherever they're walking in their homes, they can see through every window. What, are you kidding me? Are you going to talk to me about crossing the line there, Sheriff Gillespie? Huh? He says if you step over that line, there are consequences to those actions. Yeah. There's also consequences of you people stepping over the Constitution. He goes on, and I believe they stepped over that line. No doubt about it. They need to be held accountable for it. Well, no, it sounds to me like Sheriff Gillespie, you need to be held accountable. Well, the Bureau spokeswoman, or spinswoman, is what they really are, Celia Boddington, statement released Saturday. See, this is how these people are. They're cowards. They release statements. A spokesperson releases a statement that they write. I mean, that's not... come on. I'm sick of that. No more statements. You're going to come out and say something, then come out and say it. You don't get a spokesperson to say it. You don't put it down in a tweet. You come out and you say it. Cecilia Boddington, in a statement released Saturday to the Associated Press, said the agency continues to pursue the matter aggressively through the legal system. Yeah, that'll get through real quick. See, this is what the Justice Department likes. This is all part of tyranny. They can go out and attack the American citizen. And they're white. So they can really get them. Meanwhile, his contempt charge, Lois Lerner's contempt charge, they're sitting here just collecting dust. Why the Congress would fart around with a stupid contempt charge doesn't even make any sense to me. You're going to contempt the very man who his contempt charge has to go through. So what do you think he's going to do with it? Is he going to get on it? Oh, he'll get right on that. He'll put himself in contempt. What's he going to do? Throw himself in jail? Until he spills the beans? I mean, what? There is an ongoing investigation, and we are working diligently to ensure that those who broke the law are held accountable. This is Celia Boddington, but declined to elaborate. Well, they are going to come after him. They're going to come after him hard. They might seize his property in the middle of the night. They might just arrest him and the whole family in the middle of the night. And for what? Because his cattle grazed. Well, first of all, the Fed shouldn't even be owning that land anyway. And this isn't over... I mean, this is about, he doesn't mind paying the grazing fees, but not to the feds, but to the state. And he does make a point. Look, I'm a firm believer that if the federal government needs to get land, I don't have a problem with it. I know you need nuclear testing, you need military this, military that, you need land. I understand it, I get it, I don't have a problem with it. But to gobble up land needlessly and have no purpose for it, no, the government should not be allowed to do that. If the government wants the land, first of all, they got to get it passed to the state. Have the state say, yeah, you can buy the land. And then they got to get it passed through Congress. What do you need this land for? What are you going to do with it? Why do you have to have this land? How is it going to affect American people? What are you going to do with it? You don't have a good enough reason, you don't get it. Other than that, it's a state land, not the federal government's land. I don't think the federal government should own any land unless, you know, they, again, there's reasons for it. You know, the military, they need land. We get it. But you got to go through the states. The state has to approve it. And then Congress has to approve it. I mean, now we got the federal government. Oh, Obama, he's out there declaring all this land as, what does he call it, a national park? I think it's in New Mexico. It's on the border of Mexico and New Mexico. So he's declaring all this land, and you're not allowed to drive in it. That way the Border Patrol can't get in there and stop these people from crossing the border illegally. And he's doing that deliberately. Government just taking over land. New Mexico, wait a minute, that's our state's land. You can't have that. Well, yeah, they can. Obama's got a pen. He can do it, and he's doing it. This is why the states should have the right to say no. The states needs to rise up, and they need to fight for states' rights. And that's what this is all about. But we don't have enough responsible governors. We've got a few, but we need more. We need more responsible governors. No nonsense, tough guys. Guys that understand the Constitution and are looking out for the American people, because they are American people. Just because you're in the government doesn't mean that you're more than or less than anybody else. You're an American people. But see, they don't see it that way. They get caught up in the government, and they don't have to follow the same rules as you and I do. They get better this, better that, better health care. They don't need to follow rules. They don't have to. They can break laws. They don't have to stop at a light. I mean, they can do whatever they want. They don't need to fly. They don't have to fly coach. They can fly. They got their own jets. They got this. They got that. It's great. It's beautiful. They don't have to pay taxes. No, only the peasants pay taxes, not them. They're the government. And they get away with it. Well, this Gillespie, the sheriff here, first blamed the Bureau for escalating the conflict at the Bundy Ranch and ignoring his advice to delay the roundup after he had a confrontational meeting with the Bundy's children a few weeks before it began. The sheriff said that I came back from that saying, this is not the time to do this. They said, we do this all the time. We know what we're doing. We hear what you're saying, but we're moving forward. Well, that was the Bundys. That's right. Look, there's only so much that you can take. And if you're going to sit there at some point and allow this and just allow it to continue, at some point you deserve it. At some point, you end up actually deserving it because you're not standing up and fighting for what is actually yours and what you have the right to have and you have the right to fight for. And it's simple, basic rights. That's all this is. That's all this is. This is what happens when tyranny trickles down from the government to the law enforcement to Wall Street to Main Street. This is how it works. North Carolina mom is now battling Facebook. This is how it works. They get it on down. Now you got corporations. They're out there inflicting their tyranny. So you can be the most politically correct. So you can point the finger at the most people and assume and accuse them of the most heinous crimes. Well, this is what this brings, man. Backstabbing, finger pointing, infighting, war. That's what this brings. That's all this PC crap brings. That's all liberalism brings is nothing but war. They talk about peace and love, but they bring nothing but hate and discontent wherever they go. They're not about peace and love. Islam is not about peace and love. None of this crap is about peace and love. Politicians are not out fighting for that middle class. We all know it, but we just don't acknowledge it. We all say it and laugh about it. We think it's funny. It's not funny. None of this stuff is funny. That's why we got what we got, because we all sit back and we all thought it was funny. Oh, it's just the government. Ha ha, it's just the government bending you over, hosing you. It's not funny. It's not a laughing matter. This country's in dire straits here. The freaking ship is sinking. We are taking on water. We will sink to the bottom of the ocean. Davy's Locker. For what? Also, a group of people who have a drug-induced idea of how the world should be? Peace and love and no boundaries and everything is wonderful? Yeah, great, okay. You put me in a perfect vacuum? Yeah. I would love to have it that way. But I also understand that there's a reality out there, that there's far too many people that would take advantage of the no boundaries and peace and love and come in and take us over. And what are we going to fight them with? Flowers? Throw some tofu in their eyes? What? What? Well, that's not for me. I'm not going to accept any of this crap. And now you got this North Carolina mother. Jill White is her name. She's a professional photographer from Hickory, North Carolina. She's on the beach one day with her daughter and her friend. Well, one of the girls pulled the other girl's little panties down a little bit and showed, you know, about a half the crack of her ass. Well, they didn't realize it when she was taking the picture until afterwards. Then they look at it. She goes, oh, it looks like the Copper Tone ad. Remember that with the little girl? And they got the dog pulling her little bikini panties down and shows her ass, and you can see that it's got a tan line. Okay. Well, that's what it resembled. So she puts it up on the Copper Tone Facebook page. Puts it on Copper Tone's Facebook page. Well, Copper Tone didn't take it down. They didn't say nothing. Facebook took it down. Said it violated their standards on nudity and pornography. These are little girls, okay? They're little girls. These girls couldn't have been, what, 3, 4? A 2-year-old! Those are 2-year-olds, for God's sakes! Two! A 2-year-old! It's a baby! A little baby's ass, come on. Here, you're killing me. This isn't pornography, Facebook. Come on. What, they find out that this Jill White, evidently, was she in a tea party? They find out on her Facebook page that, you know, she supports the tea party? She's got to be anti-government, and now she's a child pornographer. This is how it starts, man. This is ridiculous. Well, they threatened her and they told her that if you don't take your site down, you're going to be, or if you post it again, they took her down for 24 hours. She posted again, or then she's going to be banned for life. They're going to kick her off the site. And if you've seen the picture, and I'm sure you've probably seen the picture. And if you haven't, look it up somewhere. Child pornography, I didn't walk away with that. it does kind of have the resemblance of a Coppertone ad. It's a little girl just playing with her little friend. It was 2-year-olds. A little baby's butt. Not for nothing, but that is not child pornography. And if you think it is, you are the one with the problem. You're the one with the crazy, dirty, freaked out freaking mind here, man. In order to come up with that kind of accusation, you have to think that way. In order to speak a certain way, you have to think a certain way. In order to act a certain way, you have to think a certain way. So maybe these people are actually, they're punishing this woman basically thinking that they're punishing themselves. They're upset at themselves. Maybe they're the perverts. But why do we have to have this overreach? Why do we need this? Why do we need people policing people? It's supposed to be a social network where people put whatever the hell they want to. I got guys from the Navy. They're always putting crazy, weird stuff on my page. Well, it's not my page. They put it up on theirs, and I see it. These naked, fat, black ladies dancing. He likes to post those a lot. So every time you're scrolling up and the arrow hits the video, it starts up. You know, it starts up automatically. And you see this big fat booty just shaking back and forth. He likes these videos. Why? I don't know. But he does. So I just keep scrolling down and I find something that might be interesting. But how these people, now we've got people, we've got corporations now and social networks, and they can keep you away from society. They can block you from society. Now, I know how we got into this, we just did. Most people are interact with people through a social network. No more do we do, you know, face-to-face contact anymore. We don't do that. So now most of society is all trapped up into this stupid internet. And now we've got these sites, because you post something that, well, they find offensive because you posted some other stuff on there that was critical against the king, and you can't do that. So now they are going to remove you from society. They can't arrest you and throw you in jail to remove you from society, but they're going to remove you from the social networks, ostracize you from the society, from the community, from people. We'll show you, Tea Partiers. Well, who are you people? Again, not only does the government, not only does the law enforcement, but the citizens have to follow the Constitution too. And yeah, the Bill of Rights are part of the Constitution, the First Amendment. People need to understand the First Amendment. The First Amendment is there for a reason. Those are our basic rights, man. Those are basic. And now we've got people violating other people's rights because, well, they don't like it. Well, I don't like a lot of things that a lot of people do. Matter of fact, I don't like hardly anything that anybody does. I'm not out trying to ban everything that people do. I go another direction and go towards people doing things that I do like. I mean, it's pretty simple. But no, we don't do that anymore. We see somebody that we don't like if they're fat and they're ugly. So we've got to get rid of these people. So we've got to pass laws that they can't eat. People aren't allowed to eat. Somebody posts a picture of a little girl, a 2-year-old girl's butt. And because they probably posted other things that was critical of the king, well, now this is an excuse to take them down. Pornography. whoever took this down obviously doesn't understand what the word pornography means. Obviously, when stuff like this happens, this is deliberate. This is stuff that, no. This stuff is deliberate. Facebook's policy states that the site can remove content that violates our statement of rights and responsibilities. So is it responsible to inflict, that's your responsibility, to inflict tyranny? A two-year-old girl's butt on a copper tone ad that resembles the 1953 ad of a little girl's whole butt. You can see damn near the whole thing. From 1953. And now we're in 2014. I mean, we're in the age of the Jetsons right now. You would think that a two-year-old girl's butt showing a tan line. 1953, it was okay, but 2014, now it's child pornography? I'm sick of everybody. I'm sick of this government overreach. Everybody's got to overreach. Everybody's got to be a little tyrant. But no, you don't. Everybody needs to mind their own damn business. And just be free. But we can't have that. All right, that's about it for tonight. We got to turn this ship around and head back into port. I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. Looks like Lady Michelle stopped by. Iggy Mom, well, she just left. Other people came in. Everybody on their smartphones. Everybody's going to download later. I want to thank everybody for listening. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for me, well, you wouldn't be here. So we're a team, and a pretty good team, and I like it. So we'll all see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.